The most popular national park in the U.S. is a spectacular road trip destination. It attracted over 16 million visits last year. By Talia Avakian. America's national parks offer you a chance to get up close to the great outdoors as you explore everything from hikes leading to hidden waterfalls to soaring sand dunes. But knowing which park to pick can be tough. To help shed some light, the National Park Service has put out its annual visitation highlights, showing which of the country's parks travelers visited most in the last year. The NPS saw a total of close to 331 million visits across its parks last year, with the top three parks bringing in over 42 million visits alone. The Blue Ridge Parkway, which takes visitors on a scenic drive along some 469 miles of the Appalachian Highlands, took the top spot for 2017, attracting slightly over 16 million visits. Blue Ridge beat out the most visited park in 2016, California's Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which came in at second place with a total of close to 15 million annual visits. The National Recreation Area is home to 19 different ecosystems that visitors can explore along the San Francisco Bay Area. Great Smoky Mountains National Park came in at third place thanks to its soaring peaks, with the park receiving some 11.4 million visits last year. While these three parks are getting a high volume of visits, NPS representatives caution that the aging infrastructure within the park systems needs to be addressed, so continuing to withstand these numbers is possible. "Our national parks are being loved to death," U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke said in a statement put out by the NPS. "As visitor rates continue at a high level, we must prioritize much-needed deferred maintenance, including aging facilities, roads, and other critical infrastructure," he added, referring to President Trump's proposal to establish a public lands infrastructure fund as a step in the right direction. The legislation looks to establish a fund that would help the parks deal with some $11.7 million in maintenance costs currently in the park system through energy leasing revenues, which is why the NPS has also included the cost estimates of the deferred maintenance that would be needed at each of these parks. Here's a full list of the top 10 parks and the cost estimates for their maintenance. Number 1, Blue Ridge Parkway, 16,093,765 visits, $461,564,707 in deferred maintenance. Number 2, Golden Gate National Recreation Area, 14,981,897 visits, $325,814,011 in deferred maintenance. Number 3, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, 11,388,893 visits, $215,451,902 in deferred maintenance. Number 4, Gateway National Recreation Area, 9,190,610 visits, $788,419,471 in deferred maintenance. Number 5, the Lincoln Memorial, 7,956,117 visits, $33,686,238 in deferred maintenance. Number 6, Lake Mead National Recreation Area, 7,882,339 visits, $205,540,564 in deferred maintenance. Number 7, George Washington Memorial Parkway, 7,562,793 visits, Number 8, Natchez Trace Parkway, 6,326,238 visits, $361,294,324 in deferred maintenance. Number 9, Grand Canyon National Park, 6,254,238 visits, $329,437,056 in deferred maintenance. And number 10, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, 5,072,589 visits. And again, the deferred maintenance figure is incorrect because it's identical to the Grand Canyon National Park, so I guess we'll have to skip that one as well.